William Shakespeare's The Tempest, about 1611. The story. Prospero, Duke of Milan, deposed from his throne by his brother Antonio, has been shipwrecked on an island with his daughter Miranda. Thanks to his knowledge of magic, Prospero frees the spirit Ariel, who had been imprisoned by a witch called Sycorax, and who then becomes Prospero's servant. He also has another servant, Caliban, Sycorax's son. Caliban is described as a monstrous creature and was the sole inhabitant of the island until Prospero's arrival. The play begins with a storm raised by Prospero's magic, which causes the ship carrying Antonio, Alonso the King of Naples, his brother Sebastian, and Alonso's son Ferdinand, to be shipwrecked off the island. The passengers are miraculously saved, but are dispersed about the island in different groups. Ferdinand meets Miranda, and the couple fall in love, but Prospero puts a spell on Ferdinand to protect his daughter's virtue before finally permitting the couple to marry at the end of the play. Meanwhile, on another part of the island, Antonio and Sebastian are planning to kill Alonso, and Caliban tries to murder Prospero and take control of the island. At the end of the play, with the help of the spirit Ariel, all the characters are finally reunited. Prospero forgives Antonio on the condition that he returns his dukedom to him, and before they all embark for Italy, he sets Caliban and Ariel free, giving up both his political and magic powers. Sources. The text probably derives from more than one source. Some passages echo the English translations of Ovid's Metamorphoses, while among its other influences are Montaigne's essays, as well as travel literature, particularly the accounts of the shipwreck of the sea adventure off the coast of the Bermudas in 1609, before its passengers arrived safely in Virginia. Themes. The Tempest is a complex play where magic and reality intermingle. Indeed, one of its main themes is magic. In the play, there are two types of magic, represented by the witch Sycorax, black magic, and by Prospero, white magic. As we have seen, magic was an important and much debated subject during the Renaissance. In Mahler's Dr. Faustus, the magician was represented as a fascinating but diabolical figure who had made a pact with the devil. Shakespeare's Prospero, on the other hand, is a good magician of Christian Kabbalah. While his magic, like that of Faustus, is influenced by the ideas of Agrippa, Prospero claims to use it for good ends. In fact, in The Tempest, the idea of black magic is connected exclusively to the world of the slave Caliban and his mother, the witch Sycorax. Like John Dee, who Shakespeare must have known about, Prospero's magic is a reforming magic, connected with the idea of a good governance. In his concern for his daughter Miranda's chastity, for example, Prospero evokes the themes of Elizabethan imperial ambitions, when Elizabeth's chastity was the emblem of her ideal role as a head of an empire. Another crucial theme in The Tempest is power, in all its forms. The power of European culture over non-European cultures, the power of language and the power of the artist to create illusion. The relationship between Prospero and Caliban reflects the power of the colonizers over colonized peoples. Prospero calls Caliban, the son of a witch, a devil, a born devil, and the question of language becomes a political one. Prospero and his daughter teach Caliban to speak their language, but only so that he can become a more efficient servant. Caliban rebels against this role, preferring to use the language he has been taught to curse Prospero. This section of the play refers in part to the ongoing colonization of the Americas and to the idea of imposing European values and culture on the natives in the belief that they are savages who have no values and culture of their own. The figure of Ariel, meanwhile, stands as a metaphor for the powers of art and language that the artist may borrow to create his works, but can never master completely. Just as Prospero must set Ariel free at the end of the play, so must Shakespeare set his play free once it is completed, thus relinquishing control over its ultimate interpretation. Art and language have a life of their own beyond the author. On a different level, Prospero's release of Caliban at the end of the play is accompanied by an acknowledgement that he, too, contains something of Caliban's savage, uncontrollable nature. This has been much commented on, particularly in post-colonial readings of the play.